Now we begin Meseches Nazir. This is Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of the Mesechta. And the first thing we're talking about here are Kinuyim and Yadus, which are incomplete expressions of accepting upon oneself to be a Nazir. So here is the basic idea. Nazirus is a subcategory of Nedarim, as the Pasuk says. When a person takes on to be a Nazir, so it says, Ish o isha ki yafli lindor nedar. When a person, whether man or woman, makes a verbal expression of neder, of verbal commitment, neder nazir lahazir lashem, to be a nazir to Hashem. So nedarim, like shvuos charam, and so are different categories of hafla, as the pasuk says, yafli, verbal expressions in which one effects some kind of commitment one way or the other. And in the context of Nazir, it's a verbal expression by which one commits to become a Nazir, as we explained in the introduction. That means someone who refrains those basic three areas of consuming anything that comes from a grapevine, becoming exposed to the tumas mace, the corpse tuma, and from cutting his hair, or her hair, and then on the top of his head, or her head. Now, like all nedarim and shvuas, etc., they need to be expressed verbally. If one thinks, I want to become a nazir, that is not halakhically significant. One person has to make a verbal commitment to do so. So a person would say something like, Hareini nazir, behold, I am committing to be a nazir. Or, Hare alai nazirus, I accept upon myself formally to be in the status of a nazir. Now, if one doesn't say anything at all, so then for sure he isn't a Nazir. If one says something, so there's two rules. First of all, he has to mean what he says. That is to say, piv velibo, his mouth and mind need to be in the same place. They have to be shavin, they have to be aligned, which means that a person has to intend to accept upon himself the zeros. That's for sure. But even if a person intends to do so, and he has to say something verbally, the rule is that he doesn't quite need to say exactly what he means. He could say Hareini Nazir, and that would be certainly effective, but if he says something which either employs what's called kinui, a kinui, or which is like a substitute word, or yadus, which is like it literally means a handle or something like that, it means an extension, which, although not explicit what he means, it is understandable from context, or even if it combines both of those methods of both a kinui and yadus to get together, so that could still effect, in this case, Nazirus, as long as he intended to become a Nazir. So the point of our Mishnah here is that while a person has to say something to become a Nazir, he doesn't have to say explicitly to mention Nazirus. He could say something similar to that. So we're going to talk about Kinuim and Yadus. Again, Kinui is a substitute word. So the Mishnah will say if you say words instead of Nazir but other words, then mean Nazir, that'll also be effective. And Yadus means he didn't say it explicitly, but out of context understood what he means. It's still effective. Now, the Mishnah itself is missing some words. There's a chsuri mechsra. There's some missing words in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, kol kinuye neziros kinaziros. It starts talking about kinuyim, and it says, any kinuye neziros, any substitute word that also means neziros, is as if it is neziros, meaning that it's still effective. And we'll have a list of substitute words in a moment. But then the Mishnah will go on talking about yados. So there's missing words because we didn't mention yados explicitly. So the Mishnah really is, as far as Gemara is concerned, really should be sort of like, I'll call it rewritten or understood to say something like, kol kinuye neziros kinaziros, and then further, v'yadus neziros kinaziros. Also, incomplete thoughts that are understood from context, they also are kinaziros. Ve'elehen yadus, and then the Mishnah would introduce the yadus first. So here we have examples of yadus. If a person, for example, ha'omer ehei, a person says, I shall be. That's all he says. But he says that he shall be when he has like a nazir right in front of him. So he's looking at the nazir and saying, like, me too, effectively. So since in context, it's clear what he means, assuming he does mean to become a nazir, and he's saying something, so then the rule of yadus is, since a third party watching what he's talking about would understand what he means, it's yes, effective. And therefore the Mishnah says, Harez a nazir, this fellow now is a nazir, he's bound to nazirus. That's yadus in action. Oh, if a person says, alternatively, ehe naveh, if a person says, I shall be handsome. And he's holding on to his hair. He's playing with his hair. So, meaning he'll be, he's suggesting he'll be beautified by his hair growing long, like a Nazir, his hair grows long because it doesn't get cut, as we said in the introduction. So then, Nazir, that's effective because, again, like Yaldus, he didn't say explicitly any mention of Nazirus, but come from context, it's clear. So if he meant it, it's effective. So those are examples of Yaldus. Now the Mishnah goes on to talk about Kinuyim. What are the Kinuyim, the substitute words that can effect Nazirus besides for Nazir? For example, the Mishnah lists three: Nazik, Naziach, and Paziach. So I mean, if a person says Hareini Nazik, or Hareini Naziach, or Hareini Paziach, so the Mishnah says Harei is a Nazir, this person is a Nazir, meaning those expressions are effective. Those are Kinuyim, substitute words for Nazir. Now, what in the world is going on here? So there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the nature of these Kinuyim in general by Nadarim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, these are corruptions of the original term, so Nazir became referred to as a Nazik or Naziach or Paziach in, let's say, foreign countries nearby, neighboring cultures who didn't speak Hebrew quite. And then the Jews adopted these terms as like almost close to English terms. Maybe you could imagine, I want to give examples. They're derivative versions of corrupted versions of Hebrew. According to Reish Lakish, that's not what's happening here. Actually, these kinuim were established by the Chacham themselves. And the Chacham set them up because they were concerned that if a person would employ the usual term of Nazir, he might say, like, Nazir Lashem, saying the Shem Hashem. Chazal didn't want that. And therefore, they created substitute words that are like, kinuim substitutes, so that people, when they took on Naziros, they wouldn't also employ the word Hashem. So here you got Nazik, Naziach, and Paziach. Now, the Mishnah goes on. Mishnah says, if a person says, Hareini kazeh, I commit myself to be like this guy, and this guy, there's a person in front of him who's a Nazir, so then that's going to be effective. Or if a person says, Hareini misalsel, I will be misalsel. So he's holding on to his hair. According to the Bar Tanura, misalsel means like machlik besear. He'll be like straightening out or straightening out his hair, or like stroking his hair, I guess, something like that. So that's going to be effective. Misalsel, according to Tiferes Cyril, and I think the more common understanding, like by Yosef Atzadik and so on, means to curl, like curls in one's hair. But the point is the same idea, that a person's going to be growing his hair long because he's a Nazir. And again, if he is holding onto his hair and he means to become a Nazir and he's saying Hareini misalsel, that'll be effective. Now, making him be a Nazir, they can't pick out of it so easily. Same goes if a person says Hareini mechalkel, I will be growing my hair long. I can't translate better than that. Mechalkel implies his hair growing long. So again, in context, he means to become a Nazir. It's effective. Or Horei Elai Lishaleach Pera. He says he's going to let his kind of his hair grow wild. Send it, meaning his hair, Pera, like in all directions, wild. So in all those expressions are, yes, effective in making him a Nazir, because from context, it's clear what he means. Horei is a Nazir. It's effective. Now, if a person says Horei Elai Tziporim. Tziporim are birds. Now, this is a very strange thing to say, but he's got a Nazir in front of him, and he's referring to something about a Nazir. So Reb Meir says that's effective, he's a Nazir. Now, how could that work exactly? So it's like this. A Nazir, when he completes his Nazirus successfully, he brings three korbanos. Those korbanos are actually not birds, they're animals. It's two sheep for an ola and a chatas, and then he also brings in an isle, a ram, as a shlamim. But if during his Nazirus period he becomes exposed to Tumas Mace, so then he has to essentially start again. That includes becoming Tahor and shaving and starting from scratch. But after he becomes Tahor, he needs to bring Karbanos. The Karbanos he brings are also an animal that's a Asham. There are six kinds of Ashamos. One of the Ashamos is the Asham of the Nazir, it's a guilt offering. He became guilty in that he became Tamei Tumas Mace during his Nazir's period. But he also brings two birds, and birds are brought in pairs. It's either two Turim, like turtle doves, Tor is a turtle dove, or B'nei Yonah, little baby pigeons. Whatever it is, the either or, there are two of them. They go in Kinim in a pair of two, and one is an ola and one is a chata. So what's happening here is this fellow is essentially saying in an extremely oblique, indirect way that I'm going to become a Nazir like the guy in front of me, and if I become Tommy, I'll be bringing birds along. So according to Reb Meir, that is effective since he meant it, and it's from context, it can be understood what he means. But v'chacham omrim eino Nazir. The chacham say, no, he's not a Nazir. That just is too far. That what he said doesn't evidence what he means. It's just that bringing birds is not too intimately, sufficiently connected to Nazirus to make it clear to someone looking on that he means to accept Nazirus. And the way that Bartanura learns it, actually, all that he's doing here essentially is committing to bring birds as a separate, like, ola offering, a voluntary offering. So the halacha is like tachacham, meaning that if a person says, Harei alai tziporim, when a Nazir is in front of him, he is not a Nazir. However, according to Bartanura, like the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos, so he would still have to bring birds to fulfill his neder. He's like, by saying Harei alai, he's taking a neder to bring voluntary offerings, in this case birds. We'll have to bring birds as just generic offerings, and the only generic offerings that you can bring voluntarily are shlamim and olos. When it comes to birds, you can't bring, there's no shlamim, birds can't be shlamim, so therefore you're left with olos, it's an ola, it's a burnt offering. Worth noting that the Rambam himself in Hilchos Naziros, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, suggests that indeed, while the halacha is like the Chachamim, saying this expression of Harei Alai Tziporim doesn't affect anything, not even a neder bringing olos birds, so he'd bring nothing at all, and presumably that would be the halacha lemaisa, not like the Bartanura.